Once upon a time, in the land of Discadia, there was a large and fertile valley called Hithlos. The situation of the valley and its surrounding mountains was such that the climate was temperate, and the skies most often clear, with rain in sufficiency for agriculture falling usually at night. The mountain slopes were forested and provided excellent opportunity for hunters. Through the valley ran a great river, the Copia, from which, at almost any time of the year, an abundance of fish could be obtained with little effort. In the light of this fortunate situation, it is not surprising that the inhabitants of the valley were exceedingly prosperous, and because of a relatively modest expenditure of time devoted to achieving the necessities of life, were much advanced in the arts of painting, music, and poetry. Their ruler, Harmonious Equality, was widely considered to be among the kindest of men, and was highly praised and revered by the inhabitants of Hithlos. We should hasten to point out that the valley was by no means utopian. The human condition is always subject to the circumstance of variability, and of all gods, the great god Murphy is the most reliably consistent. Thus we should note that the inhabitants of the valley were of two disparate tribes. One, the Fatheads, were distinguished by a stolidity of frame and facial features. The other tribe, the Flatfoots, were remarkable for their large, flat feet. There were a few cultural differences. The Fatheads worshipped the god Normity, while the Flatfoots prayed to the god Size 11. The Fatheads tended to engage in agriculture and music, the Flatfoots in hunting and painting. The Fatheads preferred a spicy salsa, while the palate of the Flatfoots seemed more compatible with mild. Their ruler, Harmonious Equality, the kindest of men, was not entirely satisfied with the operation of his society. He was distressed to see, despite all the obvious benefits of the valley, dissatisfaction, bickering, and dissension among his subjects. A Fathead might speak disparagingly of the cruelty of hunting, or a Flatfoot sneer at the effeminacy of agriculture. Harmonious Equality, the kindest of men, was also appalled to encounter, even among schoolchildren, such epithets as fatso, ugly, four-eyes, or stupid. Thus it was that Harmonious Equality, the kindest of men, set up a special arm of government, the Flagrant or Offensive Language Subcommittee, or FOOLS, which would deal with the problem of offensive language. At first, the new subcommittee, which was enabled to levy fines and expropriate the houses of the offenders, and in similar degree compensate the offended, seemed to run smoothly. But as time went on, more and more people found cause to take offense. The subcommittee was flooded with complaints, and the redistribution of wealth which it decreed became a new social issue. Thus it was that Harmonious Equality, the kindest of men, decreed that, in the interest of inoffensiveness and polite discourse among his subjects, the tongues of offenders be surgically removed. It was not long before the law of unintended consequences, a commandment of the great god Murphy, began to take effect. Those without tongues became exceedingly sensitive to all remarks made by those still capable of speech. Remarks such as, "I haven't heard from you for a while," or "A penny for your thoughts," or "Why are you silent on this issue?" became matters for consideration of the Flagrant or Offensive Language Subcommittee. Indeed, in the fullness of time, it came to pass that the silent outnumbered those capable of speech, and were able to get the subcommittee to deem speech itself as offensive, and have the entire population subjected to the necessary surgical procedure. The tongues of newborns were routinely removed, so that their hurtful weapons, their instruments of such potential cruelty and offense, might not disrupt the harmony of society. It should not come as much of a surprise that the valley was soon overrun by the neighboring tribe of Articula, they having, in the matter of the operations of battle, the significant advantage of freedom of speech.